You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. That's bobsykes.com. Bob Sykes Barbecue is open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to bankstonmotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Fuquay's Southern Soul Food is available at two locations, one in Rogersville in the Foodland Shopping Center on Highway 72 and one in Hartsville at 711 Nance Ford Road. Enjoy the salad bar and various delicious meats, vegetables, desserts on the all-you-can-eat buffet. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go see my friends at Fuquay's Southern Soul Food in Rogersville or Hartsville and tell them the Mark White Show sent you.
Now, with tomatoes and other fresh produce, J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama is ready to serve you. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can go to their website at jcalvertfarms.com and follow them on Facebook and Instagram at J. Calvert Farms. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is the Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to the Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Do something good today.
Welcome to another edition of the Mark White Show. I am glad that you can be with us today as we recognize difference makers and share their stories to encourage and inspire us all to make a difference where we can. Right now, I'm back in Andalusia, Alabama, as I get to visit with Miss Brenda Gant, who you all have asked for. When I posted I was coming to Andalusia a few weeks ago, back in June, a lot of you asked for me to meet with Brenda Gant, and today that is happening, Cooking with Brenda Gant, and I'm glad to have Brenda on the show today. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Brenda.
Oh, thank you so much, and I'm just glad you came, and we just had a good little rain here. We really needed it in South Alabama. Now, it took Mark a long time to get here, y'all, so I hope you enjoy this show. I think he had to drive about 4 hours or so.
It was 4 hours from Athens, gracious. Alabama, and I have Cora over here to the right.
And y'all, you can't see this, but Cora is on an ottoman, laying on her back, looking up at the ceiling. I hope she doesn't find a spider web.
And Cora has a segment during the show, which is called Cora's Corner.
Okay.
And she will be reading a book, Freedom Friends, on this particular show. So I'm excited, and that's why I wanted to tie you and then Cora's Corner in together. It's going to be a really good show.
Great. That sounds wonderful. I like to work with children.
Excellent. I knew you. Your background was a teacher, correct?
That's right. I taught for 25 years, and I taught, well, the first place I ever taught was Crestmont Elementary School, and that is in Northport, Alabama. And I was in my early 20s, and that was before they limited the classroom size. I mean, I don't know how many. I had 5 reading groups, if that tells you anything,
wow.
Second graders. And back then, you taught them everything. You know, nowadays, they've got a librarian, and they've got a PE teacher and a music teacher. But back then, when in 1968, you did it all. You taught everything. If they got it, you had to give it to them.
Cora begins the third grade this year. She attends a private school, Athens Bible School in Athens, Alabama.
Okay.
And actually, one of my best friends on the entire planet is going to be her teacher
this next year. That's good.
So Mr. Jonathan Bragwell will get to teach my Cora, and I'm excited about that, being friends with him so long.
Well, she better be sweet in there.
That's right. I will know if she is not behaving, but she's a great girl. She does really good in school.
Good,
I'm proud
good.
Of her and proud of her Cora's Corner, too. Let's talk a little bit about your cooking expertise, what
okay.
you have showed other people, what you've taught other people.
Okay.
You had a video go viral when you were making biscuits.
Right. We had, in our church, we have a lot of millennials. They're 30, 40 years old, something like that, and there was a group of guys in my church that said that, hey, we're going to pay you. We want you to do a cooking school thing, or a little cooking demonstration or whatever for our wives. I said, look, y'all, I really don't have time. And I didn't. I did not have time. But one day I was in my kitchen, and I was cooking for my family for Sunday lunch. I call it dinner and supper, but, you know, I'll say lunch for you folks out there that do that. But anyway, so I thought, you know, I think I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to hold my phone up. And I'm going to make biscuits, and they're not going to see me, but they're going to watch my hand, and I'm going to show them how. And I did, and I put it on my little personal video page, my own little page. I had about 500 people on it, mostly church folks. And that thing went viral in 2 weeks. It was hit 1 million views. So now my show on Cooking with Brenda Gant on Facebook is right at 3 million. It's just a little bit shy of 3 million people. And so that's how it started. And what I'm having trouble with now is a lot of my followers think they're following me, but they're not. There's a lot of scammers out there, a lot of people who steal my videos.
Yes.
So if they see one that's got 57,000 followers, that isn't me, because I'm almost at 3 million. So I hate that, because I want them to really watch the real show, the real me. But that's how it started. Everything's going great with it. I've got some people that's Cora's ages that are making biscuits, and they've sent me pictures of the children making biscuits. And it's just important for me, for people to be able to cook from scratch.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I told you I made a wrong turn last time I came to Andalusia, and I ended up in Bay Minette, Alabama. And actually, through that mistake of making the wrong turn, I came in contact with a young lady named Starla Chapman. She's 13 years old.
Okay.
She battled leukemia when she was 2. Her grandmother, Flora Harris, taught her how to cook when she was very young. Now, Flora is no longer with us. I dedicated the show to Miss Flora. because of her example to her granddaughter. And Starla now wants to have a food truck. And so she's raising money for a food truck. And what she wants to do is take that money and help other families who are battling cancer.
Starla, wonderful.
It is wonderful. Yeah. She was an incredible young lady, and she was on a program called MasterChef Junior. I didn't know all this about her until I talked to her. She was just recognized by Baldwin County Schools. I just saw recognition, said, well, that young lady needs to be on the Mark White Show.
And you know, and what that tells us is this, we are all called to do something. It's kind of like my George's mother always used to say, well, do something. Don't just sit there. Even if it's wrong, get kill the girl. But we all have different talents. We all got different strengths. And each person needs to be doing whatever they were, what their talent or strength is. And if we all did that, it'd be a great world to live in. But, you know, it's just one of those things that we just have to stay busy and keep going with it.
That's right. My grandmother, who I told you my grandparents raised me, my grandmother played the piano, she played the violin, she played the guitar, she played the mandolin, whatever she picked up, she could play it. She cooked as well, but she was really good when it came to sending out cards to people, acknowledging that they were not well or they needed encouragement. That was her gift. And she was able to connect with people in a special, unique way that people still love Mary Faye Hedrick. I've named the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment after her. And she went 20 years without my grandfather. He passed at 69. He passed when I was 18. And she went 20 years until she was 84. 2018, she passed away. In that 20 years, I believe that writing those cards and having that to do for other people is what gave her purpose.
Oh, certainly. Yes.
And I've thought about you, and I thought about you this morning and losing George and you finding something like this.
Right.
To be able to have a passion to do something for other people, and it's your gift, and you're able to enjoy what you're doing.
Right, that's right.
I found that that was probably an important thing for you.
Yes, it was, and I think that sometimes we look too hard for the thing that we're supposed to be doing. I think that we need to pray about it, and you know, and just say, "Hey, Lord, I feel useless. What do you have for me?" And He will open doors for you. Not the same door that he opened for me, but other doors. And we've got to have the courage to walk through. I had one of the, a lady that wrote in on Facebook, and she said, and this was when George first, you know, passed away, and maybe I had been doing this maybe a year. Mm-hmm. And she said, when you get on Facebook, you're always smiling and you act so happy. And she said, and I lost my husband, and I can't do that. I'm just real sad and I cry all the time. I said, well, I know where my husband is, and I know I'm fixing to be with him soon, and, you know, time just flies, but you've got to go on. We have to live for the living. We have to live for the living. Whoever is out there that's just lost somebody, you have a purpose, and you need to get out there and help the ones that are living. You did all you could for the ones that's gone on. And that's ended, and you have to face it, and then start. You have to start over. You have to start over, and it's hard, but it can be done.
I've done shows on grief and loss, and every single person is going to be different to how quickly they can
snap back.
I think that's a good way to put it, because you never are going to forget that person.
No.
There's an empty spot in your heart.
That's right.
But it's taking something and finding the person's not with me anymore, just like my grandmother, my granddad, my great-grandmother, my dad, all these people that I've lost in my life. I'm still carrying a torch.
And I think you're supposed to carry that torch. In other words, I could be in the kitchen just washing dishes or doing something, and I've got that Pandora or whatever that thing is on your phone. You can listen to music. Well, I've got it set on Willie Nelson. He loved Willie Nelson. George did. He loved it. And when they sing that Seven Spanish Angels, we always danced in the kitchen to that. And so when that comes on, I can't help but cry. Well, that's not a cry of, I miss you. It's a cry of, I still love you. You're still a part of me. That kind of thing. And I think that'll go on to the day I die. But that doesn't mean I'm supposed to quit living. That just means I have great memories, and sometimes they bring a tear. And that's our human side. And that's okay. It's okay to cry. but go on, you know, cry and get up and go on.
So how low can we go?
Yes.
Is the question. Then get back up like
that's
limbo.
Right. We had that the other day at Springdale. All the kids were trying to go under that stick.
And we want to be an encouragement to people. And if I find ways through the show to show people an opportunity to make a difference and they see that and it helps them to find where they fit, we all have a purpose. We all have something that we can do. As you mentioned, taking actions every day, finding something to right. do.
Part of that plan is whatever you're doing needs to be shared with somebody. In other words, let's say that you crochet, for instance, and that's your gift. Well, it's not mine. I cannot crochet of anything, but some people can. So when you crochet, that should be given to somebody. It could be to a newlywed. It could be to a new baby that's been born, a little cap. It could be to anything. Or if you knit, or let's say you paint pictures, that's your gift. Or if you're a singer, well, you need to be singing to somebody. You need to do it, if it's to your grandchildren. We need to use what we have, because Scripture says if you don't, it's going to be taken away. If you're not using it, well, you know, and I would encourage people to get out there and use whatever gift it is. I mean, rollerblading can be a gift. You can share the gospel while you're rollerblading. I don't think any of your listeners might be a rollerblader, but they may
Maybe.
Be. They may be. We may have some young people out there that are kind of wondering, you know.
I think as soon as I say hide it under a bushel, most people know exactly what I'm talking about. And it was that little candle, this little light of mine.
That's right.
And the whole concept,
let it shine
and not hide it under a bushel. No way, we're not going to do that.
Well, it's not doing anybody any good. So if you've got a gift, and I also think this, I think that whatever we do, it should be done unto the Lord. And if I'm setting a table, I needed to do it the very best that I know how to do it. Or if I'm cooking a pot of grits, it needs to be the best grits that I can make. In other words, don't just throw your life together. You know, if you've got a husband that you're trying to please, you should try to please him in the very best way you can, because you may not get another chance. So that's what I'm saying. And you're blessed with children, and you need to raise them to the very, very best of your ability. And that means an occasional spanking, in my opinion, for whatever that's worth to y'all. Hey, I kept a fly swatter on top of my refrigerator, and my grandchildren, they knew that I was going to pop a leg if they were disrespectful or something like that. But I do know this, if you train up a child the way they should go, well, from the ages of birth to about four and a half, if you're a good disciplinarian and they get it, they understand what you're saying, then after that, you hardly have to get on to them anymore, because you've already trained them. You know, occasionally you will, but it won't be bad.
Right now, folks, we're in Andalusia, Alabama. I'm talking to Brenda Gant. You know her from Cooking with Brenda Gant. I'm enjoying this conversation today with Brenda as we come to you from her home, and I hope that you'll stick with us as we continue the conversation on the other side. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. That's bobsykes.com. Bob Sykes Barbecue is open Monday through Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Friday and Saturday, 10:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. I am glad that you can be with us today. It is a great day to make a difference. I hope that you are thinking about who you can make a difference in the life of. Someone that you think of, that you care about, or someone that you don't even know. You just happen to see that there's a situation where they need your help, and you decide that you want to help them. That's what The Mark White Show is about. Today, I'm in Andalusia, Alabama, with Brenda Gant. You know her from Cooking with Brenda Gant. Glad to have Brenda on the show. You heard in the first segment some great comments about loss, grief, how to be an encouragement to others, how to be an inspiration to others. And I'd like to welcome Brenda back to The Mark White Show. Welcome, Brenda.
Hey, I'm still here, y'all. Let's talk.
It was fun because I went to Police Academy back in 2000, Selma, and one of my Police Academy brothers was Jamie Banks. And as soon as he found out I was coming to Andalusia to talk to you, he said, "I've worked with Dallas, her son." And we talked for a while, and he was telling me about you being in Tuscaloosa. And I was getting, okay, this is filling the blanks for Brenda for my conversation. But Jamie just loves you, and I know that him and Dallas have become great friends working together at Tuscaloosa Police Department.
They are.
And they're my brothers, even though I'm not a police officer anymore.
Well, that's okay. Yeah, Jamie and Dallas ride big old Harley motorcycles. You know, the funny thing about that is when Dallas was in high school, I wouldn't let him have a four-wheeler. I was scared of those things. But anyway, when he got to be a senior, he looked at me one day. He said, "Mama," he said, "they're having a four-wheeler party, and I want to go, and I want to ride it." And he was a senior. And I said, "Well, Dallas, I raised you the best I can, and so you're going to have to make this decision on your own. If whatever you decide, it'll be all right with me. I've done what I can do." He said, "Well, I'm going." I said, "Okay." So anyway, he did have a wreck. It wasn't his fault, but they did wreck. He broke his collarbone and all that kind of stuff. So when he got to be a police officer, he knew I didn't want him riding motorcycles, I guess. So for 3 months, I'd say, "How's the job going?" or whatever. He says, "Great." He said, "I'm in motors." Well, heck, I didn't know what that meant. I didn't know what motors meant. And so come to find out, everybody knew but me that he was riding a motorcycle. But he loves it. He's a fine man. He's a lay preacher. And so he goes around when preachers need to take a little vacation, and you know they do need to do that.
Sure.
Then he fills in for them, and he enjoys it. He's a hard preacher. I mean, he preaches hard. So I'm proud of him. He's got 2 children and a fine wife, and his wife is a police officer at the University of Alabama. So the campus force.
Well, I'm sure that you being proud of your son and knowing that you and George raised him in the way that you did means a lot. And one of the things that people who follow the show brought up was that you mentioned your mom and your grandmother quite a bit when you're cooking. Mm-hmm. And I think about my grandmother and my great-grandmother all the time.
Right.
So they're powerful influences on you.
Yes, they are. They are. We are influences on each other. We're always an influence, y'all. You're either influencing for the good or influencing for the bad, but everybody influences somebody, and you need to think about that. They listen, especially teenagers. They listen to every word that comes out of your mouth, good or bad, and how you dress, what you do, whether you smile or not, whether you forgive or not, all that is influential things that we do.
How about your grandmother? What was it in particular, if you can think about something that was really a powerful influence from your grandmother?
Okay. My granny, she cooked a huge dinner. That's lunch to some of y'all out there. You millennials, well, dinner, that's the middle of the day meal, all right? And
exactly.
That's because everybody was working in the fields. They were gardening. They were farming. So she fixed a really big one. I mean, it had bread and all the vegetables and meats and everything. And then that was it for the day. She fixed breakfast and dinner. But at supper, if you ate everything that she had fixed for lunch, dinner, then at supper you just didn't have anything. And you'd eat leftovers. And if you didn't have anything, she'd always make one pan of biscuits and a pot of coffee. And that's what you had, biscuits and coffee for supper. And I think about that a lot of times. And she also, back then, you know, everybody's afraid they're going to get poisoned now if they leave their food out. But back in the olden days, they took a feed sack or flour sack, and whatever food you had left, they put it in the center of the table in the bowls that it was in, and they would cover that with that sack, that piece of cloth, to keep flies or whatever off of it. And at night, you just uncovered it, and you ate it. Now, it wasn't heated back up. And we didn't have microwaves, so that's an influence. I still cover my stuff with feed sacks, flour sacks, and I hadn't died yet from food poisoning. So.
And then as far as your mother, Brenda.
Okay.
Same type of question there, the influence that she had on you.
My mother was a conservative person with my daddy's money. She was a stay-at-home mama, and daddy worked hard for that, and so mama paid all the bills and did all that. But daddy worked. So he had a little service station, and he worked at Hunt Oil Company in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. So he really had two jobs. And so she just made it up in her mind one year that she said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to take daddy's check that he gets from Hunt Oil Company, and I'm going to make a savings account, and I'm going to put that check in it, and we're going to live off of that money that's from his little service station. So she did that for a whole year. He never knew it. She did it. And then at the end of the year, she said, Cecil, I got a surprise for you. He said, okay, what is it? And she pulled out the statement from the savings deposit where she had saved a whole year of his salary and did not spend it. So I want to tell the world out there that if your husband is working, or you or whoever, it's not use it wisely.
Being frugal or...
Yes, yes.
Being a good steward.
Yes, being a good steward of whatever you're given. In other words, if something is 50% off, that's great if you need it. But if you don't need it, then you just wasted whatever money you spent. So just because it's on sale doesn't mean you need to buy it. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
And she didn't. And I don't. And I'm very frugal.
It makes me think of my wife, April. She's working right now at a dry cleaner's. She does alterations.
Right.
She's a seamstress.
Right.
In a hot factory right now, and she wants to be able to stay at home and do her sewing for people from the house. And I'm hoping that we can do that. If
you
the Mark White Show will grow a little more, I'll just tell her to just stop, and I'll do what I need to do. We'll figure it out.
Yeah. You just take a room, an extra room, set her up a place. You could do it. Or if you have to get a building, hook it onto the side of your house. You know, we moved. You can move houses, too.
That's
you can
right.
get you a house mover and move her a little house back in the back and fix her up a shop.
She has everything she needs to do it. I've bought her every machine she said she needed.
Hey, y'all get on it. I mean, it's great. That'd be wonderful. as a matter of fact, we had a church here in town that they needed a house moved because they were fixing a parking lot beside their church. It was like one of those, I don't know if you've ever heard of them, they're Sears and Roebuck houses.
Sure.
You know, and they're cute. They were back in the 40s. They're darling. Look, I love them. And they said, okay, y'all, we're going to sell this house. It's a dollar. But you got to get it off this property. But, you know, you can hire you a house mover, move her a little house back there, and fix it up real cute. Y'all would have fun doing it.
She loves to sew.
Well.
And she does a really good job at it. Her name is being recognized in the area.
Right.
You're for cooking in Andalusia. She's for sewing in Athens, Alabama.
Hey, I'm for you, girl. I can make a throw pillow. That's about all I can make.
Cora's even sewn some pillows.
That's great.
We had one listener that asked if Cora could make her some pillows, and she did it, did a great job on it, and she's learning from her mama.
Hey, that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
One of my listeners, I posed the question, what would you ask Brenda Gant? And one of the questions was, for a newly married couple, what advice would you give them?
A newly married couple, I think that you have got to be really forgiving and to realize that you cannot change your husband or your wife. You know, people get married and they think, well, I can change him after we get married. Well, y'all, that is not going to happen. So just learn to live with it. I mean, and it's not easy, and you should give 100%. You know, you give 100% to your husband, you'll get 100% back. And to know that the husband is the head of the household, and then Christ is over him, and you're under the husband. I'm a firm believer in that. And, you know, there's going to be hard times, and you just got to, when you go to bed, if you're still mad at each other. I mean, I've been to bed with George before when we had a little spat. And, you know, you hate to stick your foot over too close, afraid you'll accidentally touch each other. Well, that's crazy. I mean, y'all, we're adults here. You don't need to do that. Just roll on over, grab them, say, look, I'm sorry. Just say you're sorry. Apologize. I think that'll help.
We've had a lot of sorries in 20 years, me and April, coming up in October, 20
yeah,
years
have
of
you
marriage.
Ever done that, though? You hate to touch each other in the bed.
I pictured it as you said it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've all been there and done that, y'all. But it's not a good thing.
No.
I mean, when you look at it, you think,
it can
goodness.
Become very serious
yeah.
if you're not careful.
Yeah, and you better, the longer you wait to forgive, the harder it is to do it.
I totally agree. And my grandmother, if she didn't feel the same as you did, I wouldn't be the person I am. My grandfather, my grandmother raised me and my brother. Right. She raised three generations. Right. She adopted the first three children, then raised me and my brother, and then raised my nephew. And she was 84 when he was 17, and she raised him up until the day she passed away. And the last thing she was basically saying to me was, take care of what I'm leaving, and that's Nicholas.
That's right.
And she raised three, couldn't have children of her own, but raised three generations, mm-hmm. and it took her whole life raising kids.
That was her calling, too. And you know, we've got to remember, too, that there is nothing better than just a hug. A hug covers a multitude of sins. It covers a multitude of wrongdoings. We just need to hug more. I mean, it's really great.
I like that. And I knew there was a reason to come here and talk to you, Brenda. We haven't talked a lot about cooking.
Well,
we talked
okay.
more about life.
That's okay.
You do your own thing. They can watch your videos and see you cook,
yes,
right?
Y'all can watch me cook. I'm going to teach you how, darling. I'm going to tell you. That's my mission.
I have brought you a Mark White Show mug.
Well, thank you.
So you can enjoy that. I don't have that many of those anymore.
It's got Alabama on the other side.
It does. This was my old slogan, a little radio show in Alabama making a big difference. And now it's news that unites. And I always close my show out saying, find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today in this moment, because I realize that we're not guaranteed that next day.
No,
so if you're looking for your purpose 10 years down the road, if you're looking for your purpose 5 years down the road, you better start looking a little closer.
Well, what you do is you take every opportunity every day. Like the other day I was in the grocery store and I had a fairly large amount of stuff in my buggy and I was fixed to go through and there was a gentleman behind me. He had one item. And I just moved over to the side. I said, come on. He said, oh, no, I'm not hurry. I said, no, you come on and get your stuff. And so he did. So little things like that do make a difference, you know, to let somebody in front of you in a line or just little things. That they make a huge difference.
Absolutely. Brenda Gant, it's been a real pleasure to be here in Andalusia, Alabama, to visit you here in your home. I do want people to go to Cooking with Brenda Gant. Get you over the top
on
of your
Facebook.
3 million people on
yes,
Facebook.
Yes,
I'll tell you this, though. I told my wife in the kitchen, I said, you know, Brenda has 2.9 million followers. I have 37,000. I can manage 37,000. I've done really good with that. I've noticed, though, that the bigger pages, you start to have fake pages and you're trying to keep up, and it's really hard.
It is.
Because you start getting a lot of different things, that elements that you don't want in that. Not to say that there are not a lot of good people in 2.9 million,
right.
But there, I get those on my 37,000, and I'm quickly banning and getting rid of those people because they're fake pages a lot of times.
Well, yeah, I have a lot of those, but you know, the real Brenda Gant, it's not Brenda Gant recipes. It's not cooking with Brenda Gant at her home. It's not Brenda Gant and family. It's just plain old cooking with Brenda Gant on Facebook. And they can find me. And I've got an Instagram page too. And I've got a YouTube page.
One thing I want people to look for is when they go to your Facebook page, yours will be the only one with a blue check mark. That means it's a verified page.
That's
and so
right.
When people go to Cooking with Brenda Gant, G-A-N-T-T, please look for the blue check mark beside Gant. If you don't see a blue check mark, it's not legitimate.
Yeah, what it is a little blue circle. It's tiny. It's a little blue circle, and right inside of it, it's got a little white-looking check mark. But that's called the blue check mark, yeah. But it's actually white because it's inside the blue circle, but who knows.
That's right.
But anyway, that's my real page. And I've got glasses on top of my head, and my hair is pulled back.
That's
right. So if you see me holding a rolling pin, that's not the real sight.
Excellent. Then on Instagram, are you familiar?
I'm pages. On Instagram.
Is it Brenda Gant Official?
Yes.
That's the one I've been using.
It is.
Excellent. Want to make sure.
And you've got the YouTube channel too, and that, you know, it's the same thing.
Okay.
Same thing.
I see you're following 18 people. I hope that you'll be following 19 after this.
Well, listen, I thank you for letting me be on your show. I've enjoyed it. And listen, America, you can cook. I'm telling you, y'all better learn how. There may be coming a day where you wish you'd have followed me and learned how to cook. So y'all hang in there. You can do this, and it's going to be good, y'all.
Thank you for joining me, Brenda Gant, here on The Mark White Show today. Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged by today's show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in the lives of others. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. When we talk about relationships, I do want to mention my friends over at Marmac Real Estate. They take great pride in the relationships that they build and always work relentlessly for their customers to help them achieve their real estate goals. You can check out Marmac Real Estate at marmac.us and tell them The Mark White Show sent you.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com. Who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown.
These are